Welcome to Razor's Edge, and welcome to this new conversation that we are having. It's called The Six Secrets of Champions, and in studio with us to have this conversation is the author of this concept. Her name is Toni Gaddy. She's a clinical and performance psychologist, and she's been working with champions from all walks of life for over two decades. Welcome to Razor's Edge.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Alon.
All right, so let's just talk about the series and then we'll talk a bit about you. In the series, we're talking about the secrets of champions, but it's really about paradoxes, the six paradoxes of champions.
Yes, yes, correct. And the reason why it's about the six paradoxes of champions is because in my early days when I was studying champions, my first thesis on the making of champions, the biggest revelation was that these incredible champions I was studying were most in touch with their ordinariness. So in order for them to be so extraordinary, they had to embrace their ordinariness, which is their weaknesses, their struggles, their difficulties in all aspects of life. And slowly but surely, they mastered the ordinariness and therefore became extraordinary, which is actually a paradox.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the six secrets, the six paradoxes. Does this apply to all champions? Is it just entrepreneurial champions or just sports champions? Because I introduced you as a sports and performance psychologist, but so does this pertain to everyone or who wants to be a champion, or just specifically a sports champion?
So initially my dream, this was 25 years ago, was to be a Wimbledon champion, and sure, I was the best in South Africa and I started on the pro circuit, the international circuit, but I didn't achieve my dream to win Wimbledon. I failed, essentially. Mm-hmm. And when I retired, many of my colleagues and my friends who I traveled with internationally made it, not to win Wimbledon. Actually, some did win Wimbledon in doubles and mixed, but they made it to top in the world. So this gave me such a driving force to figure out why they made it and I didn't. So initially, my quest was to understand sports champions. But over the years, I've noticed that this model of six secrets, or essentially six paradoxes of champions, can relate to every aspect of life.
Okay. So let's just get straight into it. We're talking today the first secret, the first paradox, which is?
The first paradox is a champion can be in two places at the same time.
That sounds like a sci-fi movie, you know, about being in a quantum state, you know, it can be there and here.
Exactly, precisely. So if I can share with you what those two places actually are.
Yeah.
So what I noticed is a champion has the ability to look inside the self and look far into the future at the same time. So I call it, they have insight, this quality. This is one side of the paradox. And the opposite side is they have foresight at the same time, which means they have the ability to look inside their thoughts, their feelings, their behaviors, and they're able to check whether it's in line with their foresight, which is their visions, their goals of anything they want in life.
So when you said it initially, I thought being in the present and the future, but you're saying it's not being in the present. It's a little bit more than that. It's more about being insightful in you, inside, you know, self-aware at that, which is about being present, I suppose,
yes,
at the time. Yes. So it is about being present.
Yes.
But, you know, just, I want to bring this back to my realm, which is entrepreneurship. The concept of being in a state of being completely insolvent, losing money, and yet needing to carry on seeing yourself in the future as successful. So you're not denying your current situation. I'm poor, I'm losing money, but I'm going to be rich, and I see myself and feel myself as rich at the same time. Am I relating this correctly?
In a sense, absolutely. So what I'm trying to explain is that a champion's able to master their insight, which is to look inside the self, inside their self-talk, look at their behavior. So you're right, look at themselves in the present and see and tweak themselves, edit their behaviors so that they can eventually be like they were or act in a way that they can achieve what they want to achieve in the future. So be the successful entrepreneur. They don't deny that they're struggling. They need to be real.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's how they manage their internal world inside their head, how they manage their behavior on a daily basis that will align them with being the successful entrepreneur. And when you can,
is that like saying be the person you want to be? Because be now the person you want to be in the future. So act as if.
Very much so. It would be act as if. At the same time, it's a nice balance between, because we have to still understand where you're at and where you need to be. And that's what a champion can do well, is they do not deny the struggling reality. They acknowledge that struggling reality. But by acknowledging that struggling reality, by mastering their insight, they're able to fortify that struggling reality.
I want to go just push a little hard on master the insight, because I don't know what that means.
Yes.
Does it mean to sit in this position, lotus position? What does it mean?
Yeah. Simply put, it means having the courage and the honesty to look inside your head, hear what you are thinking,
mm-hmm.
watch what you are doing,
right,
and ensure that kind of thought process is positive enough to feel and move toward being the successful entrepreneur you want to be.
Okay, so let's be real now. Okay, I'm in a really bad position as an entrepreneur. I'm not being as successful as I thought I would be. I had, got this fancy Excel spreadsheet when I started. I was going to be very wealthy by now. I'm not. I'm losing money. When I look inside my head, I'm feeling negative. I'm feeling I've lost a lot of self-confidence. I'm feeling a little bit like a fake, like I'm putting on a show and it's not real. So it's a lot of negative stuff inside. So how do you find the point? If I've got insight and I look inside, the veneer is all, everything's going great, but inside it's really, really terrible, and I'm barely holding it together. So you were talking about looking for the positive. Just explain that.
Okay. So I think this is why I speak about how important it is for a champion. What they do is they're able to marry, to integrate into their daily life the mastering of that insight, and foresight. Because even though you're feeling so negative inside, we need to also focus on the foresight, looking ahead, the goals, the visions at the same time, and find a way to use what you want as a trigger in your daily life. So you're feeling like you don't want to wake up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You're feeling like you can't pay the bills,
mm-hmm.
and you don't even want to face it.
Mm-hmm.
But you anchor into, you dip into the picture that you have of yourself, where your vision is to eliminate poverty by growing entrepreneurs, for example. I know that's what you do. And so you keep thinking of that,
mm-hmm.
and you start getting motivated by seeing that vision, that it becomes more possible by you visualizing that that is your current reality in the future, in the now. And that motivates you to get up in the morning. That motivates you to keep selling, to keep sharing your vision with the world.
Okay, so let me tell you what I'm hearing. Okay, what I'm hearing you say is you need to bring the future to the present.
Correct.
Right.
Two places at the same time.
Okay, so you bring you see yourself in, you know intellectually that's a future state, but you see yourself in that state in the present.
Correct, and that is the motivator. So even though you're so demoralized, that's the motivator to wake up in the morning. A great example is a very well-known example. It's the example of the famous actor Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's many people might know the story, mm-hmm. but it really explains what this means. I call it a quantum perspective.
Mm-hmm.
A quantum perspective is mastering being in two places at the same time, because by seeing what you want, you influence the reality of what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Or you influence what's happening now, your behavior, and what's coming to you. That's quite a difficult concept to understand, but it will be so easy with this example.
No, so just maybe for the viewers and the listeners, in quantum physics, and I'm certainly not a quantum physicist, but the view is that if you observe an atom spin, you affect, just by observing the spin, you affect the spin. Okay. Because you're an observer of the spin. Okay.
And the more you observe, the more you affect. Mm-hmm. So the more you focus on what you want, the more you change the current reality toward what you want. So it works so well. Your goal is so important to attend to focus on, because still philosophers don't understand it.
You didn't actually tell us the Jim Carrey example.
Okay. So I don't want to digress into physics, because I'm certainly not a physicist.
Okay.
Far from that. Absolutely. So what he did, what he was the struggling actor. He wasn't the actor that we know him to be today. And he was actually sleeping in his car. He was negative, exactly like you said you were. Couldn't pay the bills. And he wrote himself a check to Jim Carrey. He dated it. I think it was Thanksgiving 1995, so it was 5 years from the time that he wrote the check, and he wrote it out for $10 million. And he kept that check in his wallet, and that was his foresight. That was his visualization in concrete. That was his trigger in daily life. And every time he struggled, he looked at that check, and he kept fighting for auditions. He kept showing up, even though he didn't want to. So he didn't deny that he was struggling, but he kept pushing, because that foresight, that check, pulled him out of bed in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept working at it until 1995, exactly that date. It's quite bizarre. He was given the job of Dumb and Dumber, where he was paid $10 million. So it's such a beautiful example of being able to master your insight, your behavior and feelings and thoughts inside your head. It's not perfect, but you keep tweaking it until it fits your foresight, your vision. And in that way, you eventually unfold the reality you dream up for yourself.
Okay, let's just before we close out, let's give exercises, something practical that our viewers, our listeners can do today in order to do this. I know that in flow code methodology, which is a methodology I use to scale businesses, there's this concept called letter from the future, which is you write as if you're 5 years hence back into the present. So you're writing, if this was 2024, you would write from 2029, right? And you would be in 2029 writing the story of the last 5 years. So that's a technique, and it sounds like it's very much this technique, right? What other techniques do you have for somebody watching this, listening to this?
So I completely love that technique. I mean, can they use that technique? So that technique is much more detailed than Jim Carrey. So yeah, they can make that technique their own.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about getting clear about your vision, what you want for yourself, and get ideal. But the key, the secret, is about revisiting it every day. That's the quantum perspective, observing what you want every day starts to influence and watch how you think.
So what would that be? So for me, you know, it's Letter from the Future, which you wouldn't visit every day. I've got the shower routine, which I've covered in other podcast series in terms of motivation, where I am, where I'm in the state of I am, and then I see myself in the future. So I get it, and I feel quite affirmed by this interview. But what other technique can I do every day? Is it just a discipline of visualization? What could I do if I'm saying, okay, I've heard all this, I buy it.
Yes.
What can I do?
So everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
So many of my clients use their own techniques from our discussions and sessions. So some want to find a picture.
Mm-hmm.
A picture that makes, I have a client who wants to go to Harvard. That's her big dream. So she has the Harvard emblem on her phone. So every day she looks at that Harvard emblem. That motivates her to do whatever she needs to do to then eventually get into Harvard.
Okay.
So for some it's a picture. For others, it's a statement. It's a statement of the process of how they need to be every day. So perhaps they say, each and every day, my confidence and my ability is growing more and more. And that's someone who needs to focus more on the process rather than the outcome. Rather than the foresight, they want to work on their insight, their behaviors every day. So that's a post-it note, which I usually use, which they can put up in the mirror or on their car. So it's really finding your different tools for yourself. For others, it's really just being peaceful in the morning with a cup of coffee, visualizing their day, even though they're feeling terrible, but visualizing the day unfolding in the best way possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating how that simple ritual can really clear their head and allow their day to unfold better than they expected.
Tony Gaddy, thanks so much for being in our first conversation around the secrets of champions, the paradoxes of champions. We've dealt with number one, about being in the present and in the future, insight and in the future. What can we look forward to in the next conversation? What's the second secret?
The second secret is a winner or a champion. Remember, this is all aspects of life, has a burning desire to achieve something, but strangely is indifferent about achieving it.
Thank you once again. And to you, our viewer, I hope you've enjoyed this as much as I have. I'm very curious as an individual, and I cannot wait to unpack all the six secrets and understand if I've applied some, I haven't applied others. I certainly want to be a champion in my world, and I hope you do too. And if you do, stay tuned for the next discussion with Tony Gaddy.